Yeah, the Backpipe Brothers are in here, and we've been doing something for a couple of weeks now. We really like this. It makes us laugh good. Going to kick it off with, I'm going to let Giddens go first because he's leading me in romper rumor. He is the romper room. I mean, you know.
I never left.
He's going to have one here soon.
That's right. You know that you never got to see Romper Room, did you?
No.
Go back and Google it. And at the very end of the show, they get this big lollipop thing that this, and it disappears and it says, I can see you through this or whatever. I found out how that disappeared. He ate it.
I can't believe you just told us to Google something. I thought we were just supposed to go ask around.
Well, that's
just
all
go ask around about Romper Room.
Okay, go ask. I'm telling you because that's what you turn to. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't Google how to go to the bathroom.
Maybe I have.
That's how he was potty trained.
Yeah.
Potty training with more Google
efficient.
101.
Giddens. More efficient.
All right. Go ahead. Giddens is going to be the first at Mad Libs. Go ahead.
All right, Giddens. Give me a plural noun.
Throw it out.
Bananas.
There you go.
You food. Have, you your favorite.
Oh, my God. This is all going to be food. These already bananas.
Oatmeal cream pie.
That's very specific.
Did you say favorite or did you just say food?
Food.
Okay.
Adjective.
Google.
Google's not an adjective.
It's not an adjective.
Googly.
Googly. A random object.
Oh, be careful.
DVD player.
Oh, my Lord. Where did that come?
A crazy dish, like a food dish.
Mountain oysters.
I don't know what
a silly ingredient.
A silly ingredient?
Yeah, like a food ingredient, yeah.
Chocolate syrup.
A plural noun.
Fingertips.
Plural noun.
He's all on these plural nouns.
Yeah.
Eyelashes.
Yeah, that's what Acuna pulled to get out of the All-Star game.
An odd food.
You're stuck on this food thing with him. I mean, why not, all right, though?
Okay, let me think. Frog legs.
Frog legs. A sauce.
Monkey
gland sauce.
I knew that was coming.
A liquid.
Don't say going to
gas.
The bathroom.
Ice is a liquid.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
He went scientific on us here.
He's getting ready for Romper Room.
Yeah, he was watching Captain Kangaroo.
A funny object.
Don't say your wife.
Balloon animal.
I just knew you were going to say your wife. No,
a random object.
She is funny. She makes me laugh.
A random object.
Oh. A Wi-Fi router.
Funny comparison.
A funny compare, like...
Okay. Like or as. You look like blank.
You look like Pee Wee Herman.
A verb.
Stand.
And then a place.
In-N-Out Burger.
Gotta Google that. All right, here we go. The story is named The Weirdest Restaurant Ever. I walk into a restaurant that only serves bananas flavored like oatmeal cream pie. The waiter wearing a googly hat shaped like a DVD player recommended the famous mountain oysters topped with chocolate syrup.
Mm, that ought to get you somewhere.
I nervously ordered it while watching the chef juggle fingertips behind the counter. For dessert, they offered eyelashes stuffed with frog legs and drizzled in monkey gland sauce.
There you go.
Perfect.
When I asked for a drink, they handed me a tall glass of hydrogen peroxide mixed with balloon animals.
You're gonna need it.
That looked suspiciously like a Wi-Fi router.
Whew.
The first sip tasted like Pee Wee Herman and immediately made me want to stand right there on the spot.
It tasted like Pee-wee Herman. You're going to have to do a lot of explaining for that.
But hey, when an In-N-Out burger, you've got to try everything at once.
That's you do. You do.
Oh, so you go in and out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You stand and you go in and out.
How do you do that, Balvin?
I have no idea.
That's pretty good there. All right.
All right, David, you ready?
I'm ready.
Give me an adjective.
Go. I said go. Oh, give you okay. Give you an adjective. Let's see. Park.
Park's not an adjective.
Parking.
It's not an adjective either.
No. It describes a noun.
Ugly. Pretty. Fat. Skinny.
Lucrative.
Oh.
Big word. Article of clothing.
Hat.
A plural noun.
Plural noun. Frisbees.
A verb.
Sit.
Household object.
Plunger.
Gideon's favorite.
Yep.
A plural body part.
A plural body part. Gonads.
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Hot dogs.
Oh no.
A game.
Mad Libs.
Plural noun.
Panties.
Oh Lord.
Oh boy.
A random object.
A sling.
A plural noun.
Peaches.
An adjective.
Ugly.
Clothing. Article of clothing.
Pull-ups.
A funny phrase. I can't repeat that.
Hold on.
You asked me that.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, can you
spell it? I don't know what it starts with, but like it's what you holler to dogs when you're on the porch.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm the translator. I was just
saying it like a country bumpkin.
Food.
I got to think about this one for a minute. Slaw and olives.
Are you ready, David?
I'm ready.
The title of this is The Most Unusual School Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Today at school, our teacher showed up wearing a lucrative hat that looked like it was made from Frisbees. Mm-hmm. She taught us how to sit while balancing a plunger on our gonads.
Oh, no!
Which wasn't easy because someone kept throwing hot dogs across the room. During recess, instead of playing regular games, we played Mad Libs using panties instead of balls.
Huh?
Wow. Guess the girls played.
My best friend accidentally tripped over a sling and landed face first in a pile of peaches. Well, that's a tongue twister there. Everyone laughed, but then the principal showed up wearing an ugly pull-up and said, "Get out of here," or as David would say, "Yeah, yeah." To calm us down, he handed out slaw and olives to everyone as a reward.
I would have told him to get out of here.
Mad Libs at its finest. I'd like to see somebody juggle a plunger on their gonads.